The question was asked, where do we draw the line between not doing a mitzvah for the sake of the reward and nonetheless trying to accomplish as many mitzvahs as we can? The simple answer, let's start with the basic answer. The fact that a person wants to accomplish as many mitzvot as possible has nothing to do with the reward. He wants to accomplish as many as possible. I'll tell you what it's similar to. Imagine a parent says to the kids, please set the table for Shabbos. And one kid dashes and grabs all the dishes and sets the table. Another kid comes in and says, hey, I wanted to set the table. The first kid says, okay, but I got the mitzvah. You know, tough luck. I got it. Now, let's leave the point of getting a benefit. Let's take another example. A person loves his spouse or his child, and he knows that this person that they love, let's say it's a spouse, let's say it's a child, they're going to need a new pocketbook. Okay, they're going out to their first job interview. They need a nice purse or pocketbook for the interview. Now, is it imaginable that a person would say, I want to get that for them? I know someone else can, but I want to do it. Does it have to be because a person will get something in reward? Or can it be because I have an affection for that person, so I want to be the one to do it? I don't think that a desire to be the one to accomplish a mitzvah has to be tied in with the fact that a person would or would not want the reward. I agree that there will be people who do it because they want the reward. There will be people who will say, I want to buy my daughter the purse so that she knows I bought it for her. But there will be people who will say, I want to buy her the purse because I love her and I want to buy her the purse. And that's, you guys are all, you're a different group than we usually have here. You're all not so far away from dating and marriage and all that. So I'll add a point which is important as a parent and also in marriage. Sometimes you have sweets or toys and you tell yourself, I'll save it, I'll give it to them in honor of their graduation, finishing school, in honor of Pesach, in honor of their birthday. Okay, it's legitimate, but it's important to also give kids just out of the blue because I love you. Just last week, my son said to me, you know, Abba, I need batteries for my walkie-talkie. I said to him, yes, I know, because I walk 10 minutes each direction in the heat to get to the store to buy you the batteries, and I have them right here for you. Because I knew you needed. I know your walkie-talkies, the batteries finished. And because I love you, I went and I got them. I know, before you asked, yes, I have them for you. And it's true, I did. So he had the batteries for his walkie-talkie. He was shocked. Like, I'm not going to have to remind you 50 times like every other time. Okay, sometimes I'm a good dad too. Yeah. Saying there's a point where you want to do it, not because you're getting anything back, but because you value the relationship, you value the other person. And I think in mitzvos it's the same way. A person can say, I want to accomplish this mitzvah. Why should I let someone else do it? I want to have that accomplishment, irrespective of reward. So I think that's the simplest answer. We can go to other levels, but I think on the basic level, I think that's a true answer. Yes, but you have to forgive me. You haven't been here in a while, and I forgot your name.
Chaim.
Chaim. Okay. Welcome back.
Thank you. You made the point that it's desirable to make it to perform as many mitzvot as possible. Why? And let's say there's someone who is paralyzed or in a coma. And obviously, he can't perform any more mitzvot. And maybe he only had a small X number. And someone is many times more. What is the advantage to the person who's still alive versus the person who is in a coma? Do you follow my question?
Yeah. But there are two separate questions. So let's try to go with one at a time. I'm saying that... Hmm. maybe we'll divide.